The Truth News Network. Partisan spin?
Not here.
Identity politics?
Go somewhere else.
This is TNN, the Truth News Network. To break it down for you, here's Dan Newman.
We're going to get right into some real meaty stuff here today. You'll remember the Truth News Network previously posted a detailed article in which we looked at possibilities for what might be really going on regarding the relationship between the president and his attorney general, Jeff Sessions. That article was titled The Mueller Blockbuster, and it was posted on August 22nd of 2018. We received mixed responses and thoughts on our thoughts in that article, but we're not the only ones who think President Trump is smarter than many think, and especially more clever than mainstream media pundits who seem to be driven by one thing and one thing only: to drive Donald Trump out of the White House. What's oddest about that is the blatant, unethical journalistic actions by the mainstream media, who totally ignore any and all achievements made by the Trump administration in the last 18 months. They refuse to cover any real news, instead opting for media fodder that in most cases is nothing more than just plain gossip. Well, here's a perspective from one writer, a blogger that goes by @DrawAndStrike. It's given in a slightly different way. Please remember that we are always open to the perspectives of others. However, we do not, at the Truth News Network, guarantee that their opinions are accurate and are just that, their opinions. Always remember our mantra at truthnewsnet.org. Just because you believe something is true doesn't mean it's true. And just because you believe something is wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. So let's look at what @DrawAndStrike had to say about the topic of Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions. Here we go. Sessions didn't do anything today he hasn't done for a year and a half after Trump calling him out and complaining about him on Twitter. I'm going to do the best job I can. I won't let politics interfere in how the DOJ fulfills its duty to the country, etc., etc. Let's go over how this supposedly real rift between the President of the United States and the most important appointment he made in his entire administration, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, got started. We were asked to believe Trump, the clueless, had no idea Sessions would have to recuse himself from the overseeing or directing of the Department of Justice investigations related to the 2016 election, in which Sessions was a member of one of the campaigns in the election. Let's see a show of hands. Who really thinks Trump was dumb enough to not know Sessions couldn't be in charge of or oversee the Hillary email investigation or any of the other investigations arising from the 2016 election in which he was involved? Didn't Trump see the conflict? We're also expected to believe that before he recused himself, Sessions read some statute and suddenly realized, holy cow, I'm going to have to recuse myself. And this happened immediately after he was sworn in. Sessions was so surprised to realize this, he recused himself immediately before giving Trump a heads up he was going to do it. Again, let's see a show of hands. Who thinks this is how it really happened? After Trump won the election and announced he was going to nominate Sessions to be his AG, what did the media spend weeks doing? Sessions is going to be Trump's attack dog in the Department of Justice. Trump's going to send him after Hillary and Obama. And the media spent weeks asking this question: how can Sessions have control of investigations into the 2016 election when he himself was a member of one of the campaigns? This can't be allowed. Conflict of interest. The fix is in. Well, they were worried over nothing. on the surface, they saw clueless Trump raging at Sessions over his sudden recusal, catching Trump completely by surprise. They all pointed their fingers at Trump and laughed loudly, "Ha, ha, ha, you moron." While all that was underway, nobody noticed this guy and what he was announcing. For weeks, all the DOJ news was fixated on the feud between Trump and his now-recused AG. Trump was counting on Sessions, and Sessions let him down. Everything you know about the Crossfire Hurricane plot, the insurance policy, it's all from Michael Horowitz's digging. He found it first, and then he passed it off to Congress. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McKay, Bruce Inelior, while he was digging, nobody was watching him. What was everybody watching from January 2017 to October 2017, when Horowitz and his team of DOJ investigators, 470 of them, suddenly broke the surface and began passing to Congress what they found? They were watching these two guys feuding. "I'm so happy with him, unhappy with him." That was the president. "I'm doing my job." That was the attorney general. Who found out where the Steele dossier really came from and who paid for it? Horowitz. Who found the Strzok Page text messages and all the evidence therein about insurance policies and CT sent to entrap the Trump team? Horowitz. Who revealed Bruce Ohr, a guy having no official role in the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation, was inserting himself into the middle of it, back-channeling meetings with Christopher Steele and Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS to pass info after Steele was fired? Horowitz. Yet for 10 months, the big news out of the DOJ is, "Oh, look, Trump is still mad at Sessions. Will these two ever get along?" While all the evidence of the Crossfire Hurricane plot was being collected, everybody focused on what they were supposed to focus on, a very public catfight on social media. Nobody was looking where Trump and Sessions didn't want them to look, a very quiet investigation that didn't leak anything. The genesis of the Trump-Sessions feud never made any sense, yet people bought the cover story, which is exactly what they were supposed to do. You don't just fool your enemies with this kind of disinformation operations. You have to fool most of your friends, too. Now let's look at a couple more points where the cover story is that Trump is clueless, helpless, and outsmarted. Seeing the recent coverage of Trump suddenly, after a year and a half, deciding to yank a bunch of security clearances? What's the cover story? After 18 months in office, Trump suddenly slaps his forehead and goes, "Now wait a minute. Brennan, Comey, Clapper, all these people are leaking and trying to hurt me. I better yank their security clearances. Wow, I should have done this a long time ago." Trump could have yanked those clearances at any time in the last 18 months. But we're asked to believe he waited 18 months because he's timid, shy, not sure of himself, or something else. Here's another cover story we're supposed to buy. Trump can declassify anything he wants to. FISA warrants, you name it. He just talked about it, doing it again and again in his Fox News interview most recently. Why hasn't he done it yet? He's scared, or he's not allowed to. Trump's declassifying the entire evidence of the Crossfire Hurricane plot, but darn it, something, it's not clear what, just keeps staying his hand. It's sad, really. How about this? Just consider it. He's waiting for something. There is nobody in the government that could stop him from declassifying the Carter Page FISA warrant. So if Trump hasn't done it yet, he's got good and valid reasons, and he isn't going to tell me or any other Yahoo on Twitter what they are until he's ready. How about one more point? There's a popular narrative that Trump came into office blind, having no idea whatsoever his campaign was being spied on and the target of a plot led by top federal officials. I never bought it, but hey, some people still do. According to this narrative, after Trump came into office flying blind, he slowly became aware of the abuses and spying. This narrative says Trump only slowly began to take action to counter the plot. This is how they explain away Trump supposedly blowing the two most crucial appointments he made when it comes to exposing, stopping the Crossfire Hurricane plot. See, Trump didn't know. So he appointed Sessions and Rosenstein. He blew it. Well, I've seen plenty of evidence Trump did know. Trump did know his campaign was being spied upon. He did know about much of the Crossfire Hurricane plot. I'll give you just one example. Suddenly moving his transition team to Bedminster, New Jersey from Trump Tower in Manhattan. After winning the election, Trump formed a transition team to get ready to assume office, reach out to people he wanted to appoint, etc. It was based in Trump Tower. On November 17th, important date, November 17th, 2016, after the election, Trump suddenly makes an announcement he's moving his transition team offices. He moved the team from his Manhattan office to his golf club in New Jersey. That looks pretty chaotic, like bad planning, doesn't it? With the election on November 8th, form a transition team, settled it down in Trump Tower, got all the logistics of that worked out, and not even 10 days later, you're suddenly shifting the whole team to another state? I wonder if anything happened on November 17th, say earlier in the day, that might have suddenly prompted Trump to say, wow, I'd better move my entire transition team, which just got formed and settled in here, to some other place, one state over. Well, golly, looky here. Turns out National Security Agency Director Admiral Mike Rogers, completely unannounced, dropped in to visit Trump at guess where? Trump Tower. And guess when? On November 17th. Look how the media covered this. These were the headlines. Rogers begs Trump for his job. Obama is considering removing NSA leader. Top officials have urged the president to remove Admiral Mike S. Rogers, citing concerns over his efforts to combat the Islamic State and guard secrets. Yep, that's how the media covered it. Mike Rogers, hat in hand, rushed to Trump Tower to beg Trump not to fire him. Well, here's the real story. From Occam's Razor, headline, did NSA Admiral Mike Rogers warn Trump on November 17, 2016? And that's what happened. So you know what the latest date possible is for Trump knowing his campaign is being spied on? All their phone calls, text messages, emails collected? It's November 17, 2016. So you can take that narrative that Trump came into office flying blind and not knowing federal intelligence agencies had been weaponized to target him and dismiss it. He knew. He came into office knowing it. If Trump came into office knowing the DOJ, FBI, CIA, State Department, and other intelligence agencies had been used to spy on him during the campaign and were now going to be used to sabotage him in office, then the appointments he makes to the DOJ, CIA, and other agencies obviously are critical. But you're now being asked to believe a narrative in which Trump, being aware of all this, blew the two most crucial appointments he had to make, Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General. Everything we've discovered about the Crossfire Hurricane plot beginning in October of 2017, Trump knows too. In fact, he knew all of this long before we did. Is the narrative Trump is slowly discovering all this right along with the rest of us? Do you buy that? Trump doesn't know any of this stuff until Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch or a congressional oversight committee manages to pry it from Sessions and Rosenstein's grasping fingers. Oh, and Horowitz, from Horowitz's hands too. I don't think Trump is undergoing a slow journey of discovery here. waiting with bated breath for that next Judicial Watch lawsuit or congressional hearing. He's already seen all the classified stuff. He knows exactly where this is going to end up. Trump came into office knowing the SOBs were plotting to take him out. He already knew. And he left Comey sitting right there thinking he was safe until May. Ponder that. May. January to May. One of these men thinks the other doesn't know. You think Trump letting Comey sit there as FBI director for four more months, knowing the entire time Comey was plotting against him, is amazing? They left McCabe, Strzok, and many of the other plotters in place for far longer than that. The cases against these people had to be built over time, the evidence carefully collected. No loopholes. These plotters are the people who investigate other people. They know every trick in the book. To nail them, you can't leave any way to escape, make any mistakes. What people are frustrated about is the payback. They want to see the plotters nailed to the wall. It's starting to dawn on a lot of people that the plotters had their fangs pulled out long ago. Trump's in no danger from these people. Well, nobody is more invested in paying these plotters back than Trump is. If he's waiting to declassify stuff, if he's taking the hashtag slow walker approach and you don't like that, you don't understand his reasons. I can't help that. It is what it is. A lot of people are looking at this wrong. Hurry up or they're all going to escape. Now, do it now. You don't understand. There is no escape. That's why Trump and Sessions are taking their time to do it right. There is no urge to rush. Trump the showman will time this for maximum effect. Look again at this president essentially giving Comey the kiss of death. I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. Remember that from Godfather? You think Trump isn't enjoying watching the roaches scramble around trying to avoid the light when he knows exactly how this will go down and they can't stop it? The president was trading fat little rocket man jabs with Kim, and the media was hysterically screaming at it for it the entire time Mike Pompeo was making visits to North Korea in total secrecy, setting up that summit we had this year. Trump is fine with a cover story like that. The cover story was that our insane, unstable president is trying to provoke the leader of North Korea into a war while Pompeo, taking nobody from the State Department with him, traveled to North Korea in utter secrecy over a period of months. And nothing leaked. I'll repeat that. Nothing leaked. And the cover story worked. All of a sudden, presto change-o, Trump and Kim are friendly and making real progress, and the summit happens. The clueless media still haven't figured out while Trump and Kim were publicly trading barbs, stuff was happening behind the scenes. You've all had plenty of time to learn how Trump operates. He puts out cover stories, feeding chaos narratives to keep his enemies looking at the wrong things while he gets stuff done. It keeps them out of his way, distracted and wasting resources. The reason media people melt down is because they have to take everything at face value. Trump counts on them doing that to keep them running around lost, covering the wrong things. Oh my God, he tweeted at Kim Jong-un again. Trump also uses his Twitter account to show people who get what he's doing where to look. He's tweeted numerous times in the past few weeks about Bruce and Nelly Orr. He's trying to tell you something. Of course, the media leaps to defend Orr, some nobody from the Department of Justice that Trump is picking on, because Trump's a mean guy. So what people are melting down about is how long it's taking and the cover story that Trump and Sessions are in a feud. That's great. Time's going to solve most of this. The election, a couple of months away. Mueller and company took their best shot, and it fizzled. Trump's going to pull his trigger when it will inflict the maximum damage on the most people who are in his way. He knows the time. You don't. He's a vindictive SOB, but he's our invictive SOB. I'm not worried, and you shouldn't be either. That, my friends, is a report. It comes to us today from a blogger that goes by @drawandstrike. What do you think about his thoughts? I'd love to hear from you. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. Let me know what you think. Conspiracy theorist? I don't know. Other idea? I don't know. Trump the showman? Here, look at my left hand. Look at my left hand. But don't even think about what's in my right hand? I don't know about that either. I'll be back. Final thoughts at the Truth News Network.
No identity politics, no political elitism. Read and hear the truth, always sourced from facts. Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.
You know, it just doesn't seem like things that are on the front page of the newspaper or the story headlines on the talking heads talk shows at night and in the early morning are exactly what they appear to be. It's almost like you can start every day by saying, Trump really can't be that stupid. And if you listen to them, you'll think, like they do, yeah, he may be that stupid. But folks, he may be boisterous. He may be mean in what he says. He may be ugly, but he's not stupid. A guy that has a career in business like he does, the successes like he does. Yeah, he's made some mistakes, but every entrepreneur goes through stuff like that. If you're worth a flip, you're going to walk the line, and sometimes you slip on the wrong side of that line, and you mess up a little bit as an entrepreneur. But if you don't try, you don't get anything done. Ever. When you try, sometimes there are speed bumps. I think that's what we're seeing with this president, but I think he's always one step ahead of all of us. You've got John Huber, the Utah federal attorney out there that has been assigned Horowitz's investigators. Why would Michael Horowitz, who's an inspector general of the Department of Justice, be assigned 470 investigators full-time to do nothing but work on his previous investigation? That was the handling of Hillary Clinton's email server. That didn't seem like a full-time job for 470 people, but you got this guy, Huber, and he's got carte blanche out there in Salt Lake City to use the resources in Washington, D.C. of 470 federal investigators to do something. What are they doing? Well, I guarantee you they're looking. And if they're looking, I'll guarantee you they're finding stuff. Those 45,000 now, it's up to 45,000. Last time we reported it was 42,000 sealed indictments issued. Some of each of those sealed indictments issued by every federal district court in the United States of America, including from Hawaii to Miami. Sealed indictments, that means people have been investigated. They're charged with something. 45,000, most ever in a year in United States history. Less than 2,000. Those 45,000 have all been issued since October the 21st of last year. Less than 10 months, 45,000. I guarantee you, we are going to see some of those sealed indictments unsealed. And I guarantee you, when that begins to happen, there's going to be one bombshell after another. Regardless if what this blogger says is going on between Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, and Donald Trump, the President, regardless if his opinion is true, the 45,000 sealed indictments are evidence of something big going on. And it's not investigations of Hillary's email server. There aren't 45,000 people involved in that, I guarantee you. There's a whole lot of shaking going on somewhere, and we are going to find out. Buckle up. Hey, thanks for joining us today at the Truth News Network. We love it. We love you and love sharing this all with you. Sit tight. We're back soon.
Don't ever miss a story or podcast. Get an email link to every news story and podcast by entering your email address on the homepage of dnewman.org. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. If it's relevant, you'll get it here.